Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Sense right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host and, of course, my co-host, Alistair Milroy of Breaking the Mold Accounting. How are you?
Good morning, Rhea. I'm well.
Today, we're talking about marshmallows.
We are.
What does that have to do with tax? Well, let me tell you, a news story came across the line not too long ago in regards to a lawsuit that cost, I think it was something over 500,000 pounds to go to court all over taxing marshmallows.
That's right. So this case involved Mega Marshmallows, and the tax commissioner in the UK, HMRC, wanted to have VAT on Mega Marshmallows, and the taxpayer, who manufactures marshmallows, said no, these are different than confectionery, which is vatable. These are food, because if anyone's been camping with their kids, there's a thing called a s'more, which you use a Mega Marshmallow, and in the UK, two digestive biscuits, and you roast the marshmallow on the fire and then sandwich it. And because the Mega Marshmallow is used in food production, a process of roasting it, the company argued this wasn't confectionery, it was actually a food, and therefore wasn't vatable.
And they won.
And they won. Yes.
See, now this is why I always say it's really, really important to have an accountant, because I don't care what business you're in. The last thing you're going to think about is taking a look at, for example, your marshmallows. There is no way that you would ever consider that this one is taxable, but this one isn't, just because of its size. And the same thing goes for taxes the world over. No matter what you're doing, there are so many different rules and regulations that if you try to do your taxes yourself, you're going to be missing out on a lot.
Yeah, very much so. And particularly in maritime, where you're moving yachts across different jurisdictions and they've got even multiple VAT numbers depending on where they're chartering, you have to look at taking some advice around that. And the advice around the structure of that is one thing, but actually the day-to-day running, what VAT number should be on what invoice, what rate of VAT should be being charged. And if you're trying to do that after the event, it's too late. You really need to be on top of that on a day-to-day basis. So that takes having your bookkeeping right up to date, telling your suppliers what VAT number to use and getting that right, and making sure you're being charged the right amount. Often, I've certainly seen suppliers charge VAT where they don't need to or shouldn't be, because the company's VAT registered, maybe in a different country, and they suppliers don't often know the rules. So you do need to have someone who knows what they're doing when it comes to all your taxes.
Everything has a different structure. So it's going to be very, and as you say, it's got to be done now. So that's where people like you come in, because of the cloud accounting.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can use cloud accounting, you can get pretty much real-time information on that and make sure that the invoices have got the right details on before they're paid. And I'm talking the details here. To have a VAT invoice, you need particular information on that invoice. You need to know where it was supplied. You need to have the right VAT numbers quoted. You need to have a date. You need to have the address and the VAT numbers. You should be checking your VAT numbers for each supplier and making sure they're actually a real VAT number, which you can do online. So there's much more than just there's an invoice, pay it. And then there's different VAT rates in different, not just in different countries, but for different services as well. So it is very complicated. And I think the marshmallow case really demonstrates just how complicated it can be. And and everybody should try a s'more.
I agree. If something as simple as the common marshmallow has different VAT rates, I can guarantee you are in for a world of hurt if you think you can figure it out when it comes to different countries, when it comes to different services. You are going to miss out a ton of things. Alistair, I want to say thank you, and I want to say good luck with the marshmallow.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to my next camping trip now.
You've been watching another edition of Talking Sense right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.